producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
And another edition of Auto World. There is absolutely nothing else that I'd rather be doing right now than speaking to you on great radio stations across North America and around the world via GCNLive.com. We've got an outstanding broadcast lined up for you. Let me tell you about what we're going to be doing in this hour of the program. Well, it's history. It's the media days. They're officially over for the Chicago Auto Show. They came and they went mighty fast, but the show is open now to the public, and we're going to get the inside scoop in this hour from Tom Appel, one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast. And Tom is based in Chicago, in the Chicago area. Consumer Guide is based in that neck of the woods, and so he's going to be able to give us not only a journalist view, but also a Chicago view of this very important auto show. Along the way, we'll open up the telephone lines. Let's open them up wide right now at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or if you prefer, and many people do, the email route. Let me give you a couple of emails. Well, let me make it simple. I have enough faith in my internet person now that I am going to stick to my guns here and just go bob@autoworldradio.com. I have the other one, as you guys know, bob@boblongradio.com. But from now on, we're going to be promoting bob@autoworldradio.com because guess what? It's actually working. And speaking of that, we're going to have some updates to autoworldradio.com in the not-too-distant future. And then we're going to put the pedal to the metal and really shake things up and make things a whole lot different. So I'll tell you when that's going to be happening so you can be one of the first to check it out. And we're going to be checking out lots of new vehicles in this hour of the broadcast. And, of course, anytime Tom is with us, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, pre-owned vehicle, and would like an opinion, I get a ton of emails. I can't go anywhere when I tell people what I do for a living, and they want to know what's a good car to buy, what's a good used car to buy, what should I stay away from, here's my budget, what should I be looking at. We'll open that topic up for discussion as well in this hour of the broadcast. And, of course, we're going to tell you about all the goodies that can be found at Consumer Guide, the daily drive, the wonderful blog that they have at Consumer Guide Automotive. And, of course, we'll be focusing primarily on the Chicago Auto Show. And, again, it's open to the public right now at beautiful McCormick Place in Chicago. I did not make it to the Windy City this year. Last few years, I have a young daughter, as many of you folks know, so I've dialed back my traveling a little bit. So what happens in my world, if you don't go, you don't get invited. So I didn't get the invite, but hopefully I'll get back on the invite list and we'll be there next year or the year after, because it is a wonderful show. Let's go right now to suburban Chicago and welcome one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast, the publisher of Consumer Guide. It's my pleasure to welcome back Tom Appel. Tom, how you doing? We thank you so much for joining us here today, Tom.
Well, it is a pleasure.
Excellent. And let me get a little weather check from you. It's ironic. You know, every time we go to the Detroit show, we always have snow. It's traditional. But Chicago, during the media days of the Chicago show, how did the Chicago weather treat the journalists from around North America?
It is tradition in Chicago for the weather to be lousy for media days of the Chicago Auto Show. And this year, the weather wasn't quite lousy. Usually it's a blizzard or it's very, very cold. This year we got what I would describe as single very cold. The weather was in the teens. It was snappy, but not entirely oppressive.
I like that term, snappy. I like that very much. I haven't heard that since my New England days, snappy. I'm going to keep that one in the back of my mind. So lots of unveilings here to talk about, and we're going to talk about them all. A lot of trucks, lots of things going down. But I'm going to begin by getting your opinion and your insight here on some news from Ford. Ford came out of the Chicago Auto Show, has announced that they're going to add four new SUVs by the year 2020, and one could very possibly be the return of the Bronco nameplate. What have you heard?
Yeah, I believe Bronco is definitely going to be appearing in the U.S. lineup. The Ford Ranger is in fact on the books, even if Ford isn't 100% committed to saying that out loud. And the Bronco will be based on that vehicle. And if anyone wants to see what the Bronco looks like, we have a future car on it on the cgdailydrive.com blog. But there is an international version of the Bronco. It's available in Australia and other markets, and it's a legit body on frame 4x4. About the size of the American Explorer, but it's a little bit beefier. It's higher off the ground. It's body on frame. It's got the ride height and the chassis strength to do some serious towing and to do some serious rock pounding. And I'm pretty sure that we're going to see that probably as a 2020 model in the U.S.
Should be very cool. And this comes on the heels of, you know, what seems to be an ever-increasing trend that more and more folks, instead of buying your traditional sedan, are moving towards crossovers and SUVs. Of course, just recently we had the announcement from Fiat Chrysler that they're dropping the Chrysler 200 and Dodge Dart over the next year or so. And another big surprise, I didn't see this one coming, but Toyota has announced that they have officially killed its Scion brand. What do you think about that, Tom?
That one took me completely by surprise. I think that a year ago, anyone watching the industry might have surmised that maybe Toyota would kill off Scion. But then this fall, we saw two new Scion models. Both of them are pretty good. The IM, which is a four-door compact hatchback, and the excellent IA, which is a subcompact based on a Mazda design. And with those two new cars, I thought that they had some renewed energy and some renewed appeal to the youth that the brand's supposed to appeal to. So I think this came as a surprise to almost everyone.
Absolutely. It came as a surprise to me, as I've heard you rave about these new offerings. And what's coming to me as a surprise more than anything else are these quick decisions. I mean, automakers, for the most part, you know, in the 25 years that I've been on the radio talking about automobiles and writing about automobiles, I mean, historically, the automobile industry moves pretty slowly. The consumer electronics industry has kind of kicked it in its backside and made it kind of come up and move a little quicker when it comes to infotainment and technology. But these kind of, you know, bold moves, I mean, you know, I hate, you know, it bothers me, actually. I mean, I know that they weren't huge sales successes, but, you know, this Chrysler 200 is one gazillion times better than the previous generation. The Dart was a good vehicle as well. Just didn't sell. I'm a little bit saddened by that, and I'm kind of saddened to see Scion go away, too. So what's going on with these executives? We're going to talk about that and much more about Chicago straight ahead. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
What's up, man? How you driving that Cadillac there?
Have you checked out the Jay Leno show on CNBC? I've been watching it in digital form. I guess the season is over. I think he did 8 or 9 episodes. I guess today that counts as a season. But good job, Jay. You know, nothing spectacular, to be honest, but good job, and we look forward to chatting with you here on the show in the not-too-distant future about the show and other things that you're up to. I noticed recently you've been making some appearances with your buddy Tim Allen on his sitcom. But the focus here today is on the Chicago Auto Show with our good friend Tom Appel from Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive, based right out of the Chicago area. So let's get into it. Lots of cool things to talk about. Let's begin by talking about Kia. Lots of news from Kia at the show, including a couple of different hybrids, an Optima hybrid, and also a very interesting hybrid called the Niro. I believe the correct pronunciation is that, N-I-R-O. Tell us about some of these new offerings from the folks at Kia.
Yeah, Bob, as you mentioned, Kia did a double dip in the hybrid arena for the Chicago Auto Show. In both cases, they're looking to improve on a formula that we've all seen before. The Optima has been available in hybrid trim before, but this time they're going to work with a smaller engine. This is their 1.6-liter GDI engine that you might find in smaller cars, including the Forte. In this case, they're going to make that up to an electric motor for a base hybrid vehicle and an extended-range plug-in hybrid vehicle. The extended-range vehicle should be good for a claimed 27 miles, which is pretty extensive for a plug-in hybrid, of electric-only driving. They're shooting for something better than the 40 mpg we used to see from the Kia Optima hybrid in both cars, but they don't have firm numbers yet available. So we'll see those soon before the vehicle becomes available. Also, we saw for the first time the Kia Niro. This is a compact crossover about the size of the Kia Sportage, but this is a dedicated hybrid chassis, so it's a little bit lighter, probably more expensive for Kia to produce. But it's also interesting. For a dedicated hybrid, it doesn't look like a hybrid. It's decidedly sporty looking. They don't have fuel economy numbers available yet, but they're promising something close to 50 mpg on the highway.
Excellent. Also from the Korean brands, the sibling owned by the same company, Hyundai, showed off the 27 Santa Fe and the Santa Fe Sport. Looks like a pretty good design execution. Your thoughts, Tom?
Yeah, this is really a mid-cycle freshening of two very popular and very good vehicles. We made those Consumer Guide Best Buys for 2016 here at Consumer Guide. The big changes here, there's a lot of exterior trim updates, some interior trim updates, but they finally integrated a bunch of the safety stuff that's becoming very popular very quickly. So you've got adaptive cruise is available, lane departure mitigation and warning, and some upgraded cross-path alert-style warning. So a lot of that safety stuff will be packaged and available on certain models. That's the real big technical stuff, and outside it just looks a little bit fresher.
And lots of truck news. The 2017 Toyota Tacoma, the TRD Pro, got its first look, a debut in Chicago. What are your thoughts about this offering from Toyota?
Yeah, the Tacoma's always been a vehicle popular with off-roaders, and Toyota knows that, so they play to that because that's one of their strengths. The TRD Pro package is based on Toyota's success in Baja racing, and it's very simply a lift with bigger wheels and tires, some shocks that won't foam up when you start to really use them on heavy-duty driving. Additionally, there's an available locking rear axle that you can lock up from inside the cab. It's a lot of good stuff, and it looks great. That's one of those trucks that just looks good in rugged livery on big wheels.
And let's talk for my good friend Fred Diaz and the folks at Nissan. Fred rolled out the regular Nissan Titan, the Titan, and that was certainly a very important unveil in the Windy City. Tell us about this rendition of the Titan.
Yeah, well, we knew before it was the Titan XD, and that was Nissan's tweener vehicle. That was something between a three-quarter ton and a half-ton truck. We now have gotten a look at the half-ton vehicle. This is the vehicle we'll see being pitted up against the F-150, the Silverado, and the Ram 1500. This is going to be powered by, at first, at least, just a 5.6-liter direct injection engine. So this is a direct injection version of the engine that had been in that vehicle before. And this is the one to watch. Well, it'll be very interesting to see how Nissan does trying to crack this very tough market.
Absolutely a very tough market indeed. Let's talk about some of the other important unveilings. And, of course, complete coverage can be found at consumerguide.com. So don't forget to check that out when you get a chance. As long as we continue to talk about trucks, let's talk about some Ram stuff. 2017 Ram 2500 Power Wagon. There have been rumors about this. And also, a 4x4 off-road package was unveiled. Lots of people are quite happy about this Power Wagon. Lots of people are predicting it's going to be a big hit. What are your thoughts on it, Tom?
Yeah, I think the Ram's going to be powered again. The Power Wagon is one of those things that is steeped in Dodge and now Ram history, been around for years, and it's always been a serious off-road version of the Ram pickup. In recent years and latter years, it's been available only on the three-quarter ton 2500 series vehicle, and the new Power Wagon continues that tradition. It's available only on the 2500, and it is a serious off-road package with locking axles that can be controlled from the cab. Very serious lift, bigger wheels and tires, off-road specific shock absorbers. It's a serious package. It looks good. If you like that sort of brutal off-road package, this is a very appealing group of items all packaged together.
As we touched on the Titan from Nissan, we got to tell everybody about the Armada. This is the 2017 Nissan Armada. Got its first look at the Chicago Auto Show Media Days, and this is a vehicle that Nissan continues to work on. It seems like they're just plain determined to get this one right.
Yes, and they may have done so this time. The previous Armada was based on the previous generation of the Nissan Titan, neither of which were especially successful vehicles and not very competitive in the U.S. For folks who don't know, the Armada is about the size of a Chevy Tahoe, maybe a little bit longer than that, but never competitive in that segment. For 2017, the Armada is now based not on the Titan, but on a global product called the Nissan Patrol. And as such, it's very similar to the Infiniti QX80. This is a much more refined vehicle, with a much nicer cabin. I think that they may have finally put this together, because if you need to sell a vehicle in the $65,000, $70,000 range, it just has to be a lot more refined than the previous vehicle was. A 5.6-liter DI V8 will be the base engine. It's almost 400 horsepower, which I think is something people expect for that kind of money. But I think it'll do better than the old Armada.
We're going to have more of the Chicago Auto Show press days, their history, but we got the inside scoop here from Mr. Tom Appel from Consumer Guy, where he's the publisher. So don't go away. Lots more straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182. Thank you.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard hey, if you're listening in the greater Chicago area, head on over to McCormick Place. It is, in my opinion, it's the best venue of all the big four shows for journalists. The big four shows for journalists are Los Angeles, Detroit, Chicago, and New York, and this is the best spot. So plenty of room and wonderful vehicles to check out. I know people travel from all over the Midwest to the Chicago show. Tom, I believe it is, you know, I've heard this said and I've heard it taken back. So being there in Chicago, perhaps you can clear it up once and for all. Is the Chicago Auto Show, in fact, the most attended auto show in the nation because of the pull from all the different states?
That's a great question, and the debate goes back and forth. It's always been suggested that the New York numbers are inflated a little bit, but they post some pretty big numbers, too. But I think New York and Chicago both claim about 1 million people during their open week. Mm-hmm. So they're both huge. Now, in terms of floor space, Chicago conquers all. It's 1,300,000 square feet, and that makes for a very roomy, open, easy-to-navigate auto show. So in terms of being consumer-friendly, Chicago wins hands down.
And again, remind folks about all the wonderful, cool things that you and your team work tirelessly on day in, day out, 24 hours a day, to make sure Consumer Guide is at the top of the heap, and that it is.
Yeah, thanks for asking. Yeah, we have all our new car and used car reviews at consumerguide.com. You can also check out and navigate the website by our best buys. We pick the best car in every category, and you can check those out. Also, there's a tab that says best buys at consumerguide.com. We try to have some fun, as well as we cover the news and cover auto shows at the CG Daily Drive blog. You can get to that by just typing in CG Daily Drive, or you can go to consumerguide.com and just click on the Read Our Blog column. Either way, lots of fun.
Let's, before we talk about some special editions, some trucks, and some wacky stuff, let's talk about some adolescent cars for myself here. We've got the first look at the 2017 Chevrolet Camaro. This is the 1LE. This is the track-focused model. There's no other way to say it. It's got a blacked-out hood and the traditional black wheels, and I know Al Openizer, good friend, chief engineer, really takes these vehicles to heart. But one thing we should point out, because I don't think a lot of people realize that, because, you know, some people say, oh, it's just a Camaro. But guess what? The Camaro is now based on the Cadillac ATS platform. So this new Camaro is not just any old Camaro. This is a Camaro with the roots of a Cadillac.
Yeah, this is a very impressive move, and that happened for 2016, where the Camaro went from its dedicated chassis to share one with the Cadillac ATS, and in doing so, shed a considerable amount of weight. This is a vehicle that's now about 400 pounds lighter than the previous vehicle, but is offered with the same power as before, so it is a faster, lighter, more nimble vehicle. It's a much better package.
The other one that I got to ask you about, and I skipped over it when we were talking about Kias, but Kia did something cool. I love when they show something off here in the good old U.S. of A. before they show it overseas, and Kia did just that. They showed off a sports space wagon concept, and what a cool-looking vehicle this is. I guess it's going to make a debut in Geneva, but boy, I hope they build this. It's a really cool-looking people mover.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of impressed by Kia concepts recently. I think it was two or three auto shows ago, they did the Kia GT Stinger, which I thought was an absolutely beautiful car. Unfortunately, nothing production has ever been based on it, but it is nice to see concepts introduced in the U.S. and not in Europe or Asia.
Absolutely. They get enough publicity as it is. Let's talk about the Veloster. Hyundai took the wraps off the 2016 Veloster. Is this an all-new Veloster, or is this just a freshening?
The Veloster has been around for a while. Hasn't really caught sales fire, but small coupes aimed at young buyers haven't caught fire at all for a couple of generations. We know that the Scion TC never sold all that well, and the Veloster didn't either. Actually, the Veloster is actually kind of a fun little car, but rear seat space doesn't work that well, and obviously youngsters have a hard time insuring such things. But, you know, if you're looking for a sporty little car, it's not a bad way to go.
And, of course, some news here, new 7-speed dual clutch for the turbo model, and there's a limited production rally edition. So those inclined to be Veloster fans, there's a couple of more cool things that you should check out. Let's talk about some of the other interesting happenings in the Windy City. And that's another question I should ask you. I know I've asked you before, but is it true that Chicago is, in fact, the Windy City? Because this is another one that I've heard, you know, for years, you know, the Windy City of Chicago. And then I've heard people say, no, there's other places that are a lot windier than Chicago. So being a Chicago native, is it true or is it not?
Things get very windy downtown, but the origins of the Windy City actually go back to turn of the century Chicago City Council activity. The newspapers branded the city council windy because they were given to such loud oratory, and you couldn't get them to shut up.
So I understand.
What was windy was the council members.
Very, very well said. Also teased ahead of Geneva was an Audi. This is the Q2 for 2017. It will make its official debut in Geneva. Did they show you guys that in Chicago, or was that just one of those private events held under a tent in the middle of the snowstorm?
Not a Q2 reveal event, but this will be another of these sort of crossover coupe hybrid style vehicles. There was not an official Q2 reveal in Chicago.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some of the other unusual vehicles and cool vehicles. Chevrolet, very busy show for Chevrolet. We're going to talk about some of their truck stuff. But before we do that, let's talk about the 2017 Chevrolet Trax.
Yeah.
This is the first look at this vehicle, and they've done some significant work stylistically and otherwise on this Trax.
Yeah, already the Trax was new for 2016, so just a, you know, just 14, 15 months into that vehicle's tenure here in the United States, it's already received a serious freshening. The styling update is a good thing because it makes the vehicle much more contemporary to the rest of the Chevrolet line. But like a lot of makers, what they're doing with the freshening is adding a lot of the safety equipment people expect. In the case of the Trax, they're adding lane departure warning, front collision warning, and rear cross path alert. Those are available in a package on certain trim levels, but it's the kind of stuff that people are looking for these days.
We touched a little bit earlier about Ford continuing to expand their sport utility portfolio in the coming years, and in recent times they like to roll out sport packages. They did so with the Fusion in the Motor City of Detroit, and here in Chicago, the Explorer, the XLT variant of the Explorer, gets a sport appearance package. Very tastefully done. A lot of blackout trim and gives it a little bit more of an attitude. I think it's a styling job well done.
Yeah, I think so, too. And there's a reason for this. Interesting for putting this together as a package. The Explorer Sport is very popular, but it's very expensive, and that involves the EcoBoost 3.5-liter V6, and it's more or less at the top of the Explorer lineup. People who like that look but don't want to pop for the big EcoBoost engine or just don't want to deal with that fuel economy can now get that in a lesser Explorer. So now you have to just step up to the XLT, and you can get the look of the trim and similar wheels and tires. They're not quite as big, but it's a good package.
Hold that thought.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're giving you the inside scoop on the media days, so recently concluded media days of the Chicago International Auto Show with Tom LaPoe, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, and we've been telling you about all the cool vehicles that saw the light of day before the media. Now it's open to the public, so head on over and check it out. Let's talk about Chevrolet. Chevrolet has brought back by popular demand something called Midnight Edition trucks. So these are basically appearance packages. Honestly, Tom, did they really have so many people knocking on the doors for this? What are your sources telling you?
I honestly don't know what the demand was for the Midnight Editions, but they do look really good. They had... In walking past the booth, they had a Colorado, a 1500, and a 2500 lined up in that trim, and lined up like that. They look fantastic. But, the dark-colored wheels and the black paint, it's a really good-looking package. I don't know what demand is for that. For some reason, I was looking for a third or fourth truck. That might be it. But if you like a custom look on a big truck, it's pretty appealing.
Yeah, and they should have Eric Clapton, you know, when he got in the car, he was singing After Midnight, you know. That would have been really cool. Jeep was up to some interesting stuff here with a special edition of the Renegade. It's called The Dawn of Justice. It's a first look review. Is this from a movie? I hope.
I believe it's from a video game, and the gaming editions of Jeep are not, they've done that before. There's Call of Duty Wrangler was something we've seen in the past, too. So, yeah, this is not unprecedented.
Unbelievable. You know, as the older people would say, sweet mother of pearl, what has this world come to?
I'm pretty sure if you're over 50, you have no idea what this is about.
Let's talk about some other ones. We mentioned that the 200 is going away.
Yeah.
For 2016, you're going to be able to get an S variant of that. And the Chrysler 300S alloy editions, they look cool. And, you know, I'll go on record here. I shouldn't do this, but I will. In certain cases, the black wheels look good. You know, they're in certain, you know, certain vehicles, if it's a track vehicle. But, you know, I am not a big fan of the black wheels. So I am happy to see that Chrysler is giving buyers a choice of some alloy, some silver wheels. And it's about time we saw We saw more silver wheels, Tom. What do you think?
I think you're right. I like the black wheels on some vehicles. I really like what Lexus has been doing with the smoked wheels, which are sort of a darker gray color. But I think that this is ultimately going to be a very short-lived fad.
I think that this
part of the decade is going to be remembered specifically for this fad. doesn't look bad, but I don't see it lasting.
No, I don't see it lasting either. Absolutely not. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Interesting question. I was just going to ask you this question, but somebody beat me to the punch. The gentleman's name is Perry, and Perry is in Ohio. And Perry says that he heard Mercedes-Benz has a very strange Sprinter on display in Chicago. He's heard weird things. He's seen some pictures. You know, Tom has actually seen it in person. He wants to know the inside scoop on this Sprinter.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's actually strange at all. It's a very interesting marketing move. The Sprinter has been in America for a number of years now, and it had that market to itself as being the sort of European box on wheels. But since that time, the Ford has rolled out the Transit, and FCA has rolled out the it's escaping me now. I'm forgetting the name of Ram's big truck. But these European-style large delivery vehicles are now available, and the Mercedes has started to look a little bit expensive. So they've rolled out this Worker. It's called the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter Worker. And it hits a price point as low as $34,000, which is much more competitive with the other vehicles in that class.
Yeah, I just brought up the picture. See, I didn't look ahead of time, and I can see exactly what you mean. This is a different interpretation of the Sprinter than we've ever seen in the past, and you're right. It absolutely does kind of open up a different realm of possibilities for the Sprinter brand. Just like, as you pointed out, the Ram folks have definitely expanded with their ProMasters.
ProMaster, that's the name I was looking for.
Yeah, that's the one. And so this only makes sense. It's a good move. And I'm sorry to the gentleman there in Ohio. It may be funky to you, but it isn't so funky to me and Tom. So...
The funky element is the blackout trim. This is definitely a lower-cost version of the vehicle. You can tell there's less bright work, there's less glass work. It's definitely here to hit a price point.
And also in Chicago, I understand, you know, exotic cars, you don't necessarily equate exotic cars with Chicago and the Chicago Auto Show, but... I understand that the folks who make the outrageously expensive hypercar there, I always mess up the pronunciation, the Swedish car, Koenigsegg. What's the correct pronunciation of that one?
I think you were close. Yeah, I think it's Koenigsegg, yeah.
Yeah. Evidently, they introduced a hybrid that also... has a very unusual gearbox. Did you have an opportunity to meander by that one?
I did not, no. And there's a full suite. If you're in the Chicago area and think about going to the show, there's a full suite of Exotica there. There weren't exotic car presentations. None of those manufacturers actually had any press time. But the vehicles are on display. And I forgive me, I did not have a chance to wander down that row.
I understand completely. It's a very busy time at the Chicago Auto Show, all the international auto shows. If you get a chance to go to one of these shows as a journalist, you're really run ragged. Let's talk Infiniti. Infiniti continues to roll out their Q50 lineup and a number of different engines. So moving away from the familiar, what used to be 3.5 liter V6, we now have a 3.7 liter V6 and two versions of a 3 liter V6 and a 2 liter 4 cylinder. So once again, another trend we're seeing expanding into the Infiniti range, the use of 4 cylinder power.
Yeah, we're so used to that 37 engine, and it's a honey, too, but that's making way now for a base car. That's the 2OT, that's 208 horsepower. And then upgrade versions of the 3OT, it's a 3-liter twin turbocharged 6 of either 300 horsepower, or in something called the Red Sport Edition, which will be a high-performance version of the Q50, and that's 400 horsepower from the same 3-liter turbocharged engine.
Here's a good question, put you on the spot a little bit, Tom, but the question comes from William. William's in Washington, D.C., and he wants to say, what was Tom's absolute favorite car at the Chicago Auto Show or vehicle? What was the one that really got his wheels turning?
This is not a vehicle that was revealed in Chicago. It was revealed in Detroit, but it was brought to Chicago, and I'm really warming up to it. I really like the Lexus LC500. That is their large coupe, stuffed full of the F5-liter engine, and it is a classy-looking, big, sporty coupe in sort of the Mercedes tradition, and I really like the way that looks.
Yeah, I really like what they've done with that, and yeah, I remember a number of years back, I believe it was 2012 or so, they showed off a concept vehicle. It was called, I believe, the LCFC, and they've done a wonderful job of taking the design elements of that and bringing it into production. Unfortunately, no question about it, it most likely is going to be a pretty pricey vehicle, but nevertheless, Lexus continues to do some really good stuff, but I would have to say the shock of the week is bye-bye to Scion. What's going to happen next week, Tom? I mean, that's the question.
I don't know how you top that news.
I don't know. Maybe they're going to give us both six-figure jobs. You know, that could be it. I don't know.
That would surprise me. I'd be surprised by that.
I would be equally surprised, and we would celebrate, definitely. Tom Appel, thank you, my friend. Everybody check out ConsumerGuide.com. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. We'll have Tom with us back real soon. Hi, everybody. I'm Auto World Radio host Bob Long, inviting you to check out our title sponsors for all of our great North American International Auto Show coverage recently in Detroit. It's the Ralph C. Wilson Agency. Visit www.rcwa.net for benefits, insurance, wealth management, or financial strategies. The Ralph C. Wilson Agency. Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.